This episode of Critical Hit is being brought to you by Harry's. New customers get $5 off a trial set at harrys.com/criticalhit. Hello, everyone. It is Steven Schleicher. And before we get into this week's show, a couple of you have been asking, hey, you guys ever thought about doing any other, like, RPG games that maybe we could take a listen to? And I'm here to tell you, yes. Yes, you can. About a year ago, Dr. Bradley Will, D&D Brian, myself, our friend Robin and Brad's son Ian sat down to play a game of Shadow of the Demon Lord from Schwalbe Entertainment. And if you haven't checked out Shadow of the Demon Lord, it's crazy, it's scary, it's got spooky monsters. And one of the interesting things about it is every session that you sit down to play, you go up a level. And so we have, I think it's 11 or 12 episodes of Shadow of the Demon Lord, Critical Hit Shadow of the Demon Lord, available right now to everyone who is a silver level member at patreon.com/criticalhit. In fact, by the time you listen to this, the first episode is out. The second episode should be out this exact same week. But this was a very fun experience. This was a very fun time. I think Brad created a fantastic world and story and characters for our characters to interact in. In fact, I think it's in the first episode. You're going to see what happens when you have very clever players who totally undo what the GM has planned. So that is over at patreon.com/majorspoilers for our silver members and higher. Also, I want to point out that if you are a Patreon member at the silver level and higher, you have access to our new monthly show, the GM Roundtable, where we sit around and give you some advice on how to be a better GM. The first episode of that is already done. You can listen to it live and ask your questions about our monthly topic and make yourself a better GM. Now, this one is, for the first 3 months, it's patron only. And then in about 3 months or so, after we get 3 or 4 episodes recorded, we will have those shows available to everyone else as well. So you can be on the lookout for that. Or if you want to get your questions asked, if you want to become a better GM and listen to the show being recorded live, then again, become a patron at patreon.com/majorspoilers at the silver level and higher. What? You want even more content from us? Fine. It's not going to come out for a few months yet, but we have another limited run series for our gold members, if you are so inclined. And I know what you're thinking. Oh, my gosh, here we go. All these exclusive shows over at patreon.com/majorspoilers. Steven, why are you being so kind to us? Well, it's because we've got all these shows and we have all this love to share. And obviously, we are trying to raise some money so we can do more at Major Spoiler. So we've got these two, the Shadow of the Demon Lord, plus our other show at the gold level. We've already hit the goal to bring you the GM Roundtable, but now we're trying to do more. And if you have a couple of bucks a month and you're enjoying the shows that you're listening to from Major Spoilers Entertainment, and you specifically enjoy Critical Hit, then head over to majorspoilers.com/majorspoilers to get access to even more stuff, character sheets. Depending on the level that you're at, you can get original art sent to you in the mail, and so much more. So if you are currently a patron, thank you, thank you, thank you. You are listening to next week's episode ad-free, and you're also listening to all these other bonus content episodes that we have up there. But if you're not a patron and you can give, and I realize not everyone has the funding to give, but if you can give, we would certainly appreciate your help to get up to our next level and the level after that and the level after that. And eventually, I think we have a world domination level, but that's, you know, quite a ways in the future. But again, thank you to everyone who is a patron. If you aren't a patron, please consider. And if you can't, we understand as well. That's why we continue to bring you this show free to your ear holes. Yeah. And we are able to continue to bring you this show completely free to your ear holes, thanks to Harry's. We are into a new year. And I know we were just talking about, you know, having a little extra money to maybe become a patron, or having a little extra money. Maybe you're paying off some debt. What's cool in this new year, as we're trying to manage our own personal finances, one area that we can save in is with razors. And Harry's saves you money all year long with their razor blades, which are about $2 per cartridge. Now, I love the Harry's razors. I love the close shave that I get with the Harry's razors. I love the handle. I love the grip. I love everything about Harry's. But listen, if you want to start the new year off right, new customers get $5 off a Harry's trial set when you go to harrys.com/criticalhit. Now, Harry's knows a great shave doesn't come with flex balls or heated handles or fancy gizmos and doodads. These kinds of things are what other companies do so that they can continue to raise their prices. Harry's is a return to the essentials company. Quality craftsmanship at a fair price. And how do they do it? Well, Harry's team combined a simple ergonomic design with 5 sharp blades. They source their steel from Sweden and manufacture their blades in the world-class factory in Germany, and they cut out the middleman and ship directly to you, and that's how you save money and time. Harry's also has a 100% quality guarantee. Harry stands behind the quality of their products. If you don't love your shave, you let them know, you'll get a full refund. So, here's what you need to do. Harry's has this special offer for listeners of my show right now. Again, get $5 off a trial set, $5 off a trial set, at harrys.com/criticalhit. You get a 5-blade razor, the weighted handle, the foaming shave gel with aloe, and a travel cover. And you can join the millions of people who have already switched by going to harrys.com/criticalhit and claim your offer. Again, $5 off a trial set when you go to harrys.com/criticalhit. Thank you, Harry's, for sponsoring this episode. Thank you, dear listener, for listening. And you do want to keep listening because, man, things are about to get intense. Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you so much for downloading and checking us out this week. We certainly appreciate and enjoy having you part of our Critical Hit family. Yes, you're part of our family. Now, you owe some rent money.
And you need to stop eating my cheese. It's clearly got my name on it.
And do the dishes.
And for God's sake, I mean, please.
Take care of that smell under the couch.
Matthew was a brand of cheese.
Rodrigo, let us continue some adventures this week.
Okay. So
on Critical Hit.
So what's been going on here?
Randus is back and severely messed up.
Yeah. He has seen many things.
Too many
Sparkle
things.
Sparkle and Sakaar had a year of hell. Randus had millennia of heck.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's rough when you're Randus.
Mm-hmm. It's bad.
I feel like at least Randus is the one who could actually endure that nonsense.
Yeah, because he's like, was mentally the most probably stable of all of us going in. So,
I'm sorry.
That's an
Someone
interpretation.
Just described one of us as mentally stable. I need a drink. Hang on.
I mean, he's the very most focused stable. On his thing.
I think that the cosmic botch way, 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 way back in like episode 70, is why this is all happening. This is what I truly believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's why. This is just a long game by Rodrigo to rip out all of our hearts and throw them on the floor and stomp on them until we die.
It goes to show that in a game that goes on this long, that moment in which Randus accidentally broke the space-time continuum has now really become just a part of his character concept.
Yes.
It's relevant now, but not at all points. Like, there's other aspects of Randus that are other things, you know? It's like, it just kind of adds to the pile. Anyway.
That's a cool
concept. Randus is back.
We found a thing from the Church of Arrathis.
Yes. There's a bounty on your starfish. You guys were heading for the Sage's Rectory, correct?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we'll pick up, let's say, after 5 days of travel. So if there's something that you guys would like to have done during that time, we can talk about it. Randus's care speeds up 7 hours-wise recovery. So at about 5 days, he is mechanically good as new, although I'm sure it still hurts.
Beep boop, beep boop.
I like made him better.
Sarkhan Sakaar, so as I could take Sarkhan my break. Sarkhan's a character from Magic.
Oh, okay.
Whose name is similar enough that whenever Rob is sleepy, he conflates the two.
And whose deal is similar, sort of.
Yep.
Yeah.
I guess he's more of a. I guess he's more of a Randus nowadays. Shit, anyway. That's how you know it's bad when I have to anyway my own references.
Yeah. It's getting bad at that point.
So what were you saying, Rob?
Oh, I was making a stupid joke about the last thing Sakaar said was to wake him up when Dalin needs a break.
Oh, okay. Yes, that has now happened several times.
So I would like to have done that at least once during the 5 days.
Sure.
All right.
Dalin just has that Cerulean Academy work ethic.
Yep, instilled by Master Orm.
All right, so is there anything else besides getting Seven Owls Wise to fighting shape that anybody else is doing?
I think that'd be my main focus.
Yeah, Sparkle probably spends a fair bit of time like grabbing books from the library and like sitting near in Seven's room when like Randus is intending to him to make sure that he's not like drinking or, I don't know, running around or doing stupid stuff.
How is Seven Owls Wise going through his convalescence?
Spending a lot of time staring at the ceiling, thinking about all the events that have happened over the last couple of years, or what seems like the last couple of years, and planning, knowing that something inevitable is quickly approaching very soon. He's making his peace with that.
So, great conversationalist.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Or a little Sparkle.
Yeah.
Just staring into space.
Sparkle will, like, I mean, basically, you know, try to get him to, like, I don't know, play board games or, like, see if she wants him to read to him or, you know, get him to talk about, I don't know, stories or being a monk or anything like that.
Yeah. Some board games are probably good. Does this ship have board games? What board games are there?
It doesn't come with board games, but you guys can definitely... I mean, there's games that you can play just with, like, paper and stuff.
Yeah, we'll play some complicated paper game.
Yeah.
With knives and fingers.
Yeah. She'll, like, you know, figure out, like, hangman or gather enough random stuff to, like, make a checkerboard, things like that.
We do this one where we fold it into a triangle and we try to flick it past each other's heads.
Oh, yeah, I'm really good at that one.
Yeah. And a little stretching. She helps with a little stretching. We'll do some yoga stuff as my body starts to...
Rehabilitation?
Yeah, mend itself. We can do some yogas in the morning.
A little physical therapy.
Stretching and bending, twisting.
Yeah. I assume, you know, martial characters are pretty good at, like, knowing the limits of what a body can be put through.
Yeah, push till it hurts and then push a little bit further past that. And then you're good.
All right. Anything else?
I think Sakaar is going to try and trade sword tips with Dalin and see if they can teach each other any cool tricks. Because a shadow Sakaar sounds like a really cool idea. That's all I'm saying.
It does actually sound like a really cool idea.
Right?
Well, I'll start looking through the database to see if we
rules.
Can
multi-class rules. See what we can do.
Yeah, see how we can replicate that. As the car already multi-classed into a class that doesn't usually do that nonsense, but we could figure something out.
Yeah, two's not really multi. You got to have five or six if you're really going to multi-class.
I guess
there's
no
dual class.
There's only one class that can do that in fourth edition, and.
And it is so much fun to do. We'll homebrew it, man. We'll homebrew it. It'll be fine.
I mean, you could come up with versions of it. Like, you could basically do it with Scion.
Sure.
You get trained in friggin' everything.
So I'd be a psychic druid vampire skeleton tree?
Sure.
Hell yeah. Sign me up for that.
That sets itself on fire.
Well, yeah. The fire is implicit. So a flaming psychic druid fire tree.
Look, why can't you guys just be normal like me? Like the were-rat bird rogue?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why can't we be normal?
I think we are normal by now. Before you got anything that was really weird, especially in comparison to what you travel with.
Yeah, you know, the eeriest part of you being a were-rat is that I always imagined the rat with a beak and little rat teeth at the end of the beak.
Oh, God. That's terrible.
It's like body horror. Just amazing, and I think we should make it canonical.
It's like those genetically altered chicks where they turn off the genes that make them make beaks, and then they turn into like little horrible dinosaur monsters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just creepy.
Yeah. Tiny baby T-Rex. I'm going to eat dinosaur for dinner.
Anyway, yes, we spend our 5 days productively.
Oh, okay. That's good.
So the first thing Dalin will go over with Sakaar on that front is that you have to use a power that's kind of native to you to make the double. So it might be shadow double for you, or it might be fire double for you.
Ooh.
Or it could be tree double for you.
Or a flaming tree double.
Yeah.
Could be a double tree, and then we'll all have nice cookies in our pillows. But those 5 days pass like that.
Anything else?
When Dalin is not doing sword stuff and/or navigating, he is going to be working with Randus as much as possible to try and figure out an energy source to open the crystal that contains Master Aurum.
Okay.
Because that is the most important thing in his world right now.
You guys develop some theories. You guys sail for a while, and as far as you know, the regent never slips into the Feywild. It just sails on the Astral Sea the whole way.
That's unusual.
And eventually, you guys can see the Sage's Rectory off in the distance.
How does it look?
When you look at it through a spyglass... there are some battleships around it, but not nearly as many as you have seen. You know, it's still kind of this open, forested, very like cleanly forested island. You can see these like blue stone buildings rising, and you know, clearly like city centers and things like that. And there doesn't seem to be, you know, a lot of damage or anything like that. No, like real obvious signs of struggle. Of course, whatever struggle that would have happened almost a year ago. But unlike the other places, this place seems to be a lot less. Whatever occupying force is here. Seems to be expending a lot less energy, at least visibly, from the coast.
That's ominous.
It is. I mean, there's also the matter of the fact that we got the directions to Asmodeus's laboratory here, and we're still not exactly sure why.
With the possibility that Thien or some element of Thien is blocking the communication, it worries me that there's not as much of an occupying force as though perhaps Thien is a willing participant.
It's plausible. I mean, she would want to preserve knowledge, and Asmodeus could possibly strike a deal with her in that regard, but we still have to reach the pillar, so we just have to be on our guard, I suppose.
Yeah.
All right. I'll go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask if we could like try to plot a route to avoid as many of the warships as possible.
It looks like it. They don't have like a full-on blockade, from what you can tell. They're like the warships that you see are like docked.
Let us vigilantly approach then.
Okay,
we're all on deck, ready for whatever happens.
As you guys begin your approach, you see a light behind you, which then, when you look back. Is a kind of a point of light that is floating above the Astral Sea, which then sort of expands into half a ring of light. And then another similar but larger ring of light appears above it so that you have, you know, one ring inside or like one half ring inside the other, basically forming this portal.
Does this look like the super solenoid?
It does look like the super solenoid.
What is that?
It's technology that we used, that was invented by the forces of Arathis. So it could, but it could have been appropriated by Asmodeus. In fact, I'm pretty sure he had figured out access to it.
So we're under attack.
Possibly. Get ready.
Yeah, brace yourself.
Yes. So out of this ring of energy, like there's a moment, there's like a transitional moment, and then you can see through it, and coming right through is an astral ship. And it is in fact not an astral ship that you recognize. It is a large, mostly metal, you know, clearly a warship. It's got a large assembly all the way at the front, which definitely Little Sparkle and Randus and possibly Sakaar, because he's seen them too, recognize as a weapon, essentially a rotary multi-barrel, essentially Gatling gun. It's pretty huge. Another ring appears, and another one above it, and then another ship begins to come through, then two more, and then two more after that. All of them in a sort of kind of a fanning intercept course with you guys.
Well, this explains why they didn't seem to have much of a presence, because they could just get it in from anywhere.
Yay.
Are they flying any flags or?
Yeah, they have a big kind of downward pointing pentagram in any insignia that you see.
Perfect. Evasive maneuvers.
Yes. Let us get out of here, ship. If you can get us out of here, please get us out of here.
We're bringing it about.
All right, you guys bring it about, and the sort of farthest to whichever direction you guys bank to, the farthest ship in that direction begins to fire its front gun, and it is incredibly noisy, just brrr. And as whatever it's shooting, which appears to be like slivers of, or you know, basically like beams almost of molten metal, as they strike the astral sea in the direction that you're turning, they cause these huge sort of geysers of energy and astral brine to erupt outward. The other ships' guns begin spinning as well.
All right, convert to submarine mode and go under.
Yeah, right.
We need to get out of here now, ship. Dallin, make it go faster.
I'm trying. I'm giving her all she's got.
Yep.
Do we know of any way to actually make it leave the reality into the Feywild, or does that just happen?
It kind of does that when it wants. Nah. I mean,
ship, if you don't want to be
like
destroyed.
Dallin can get it to do that, or you know, anybody who sailed it can get it to do that. In the like, in a like taking a horse to water sort of way.
Mm-hmm. Everyone, think really hard about how you need to be intangible.
I'm thinking about how this ship is going to be destroyed if it doesn't get us out of here.
There's a few more warning volleys, clearly aimed at keeping you guys just heading towards the shore.
We're being herded in.
We are.
Well,
did you see this in your timeline, Randus?
No.
Great. What?
Well, I don't know what other choice we have besides being blown up out here. So why don't we try to, I guess, make land and fight on the shore?
Okay. As you say, Lady Sparkle.
You guys see a couple of ships from the shore These are smaller and less armed, but they also have similar guns approach you. The central ship that is behind you, a human wearing Asmodean robes steps towards the edge of the ship, holds out his hands kind of with the elbows flexed just outward, like he's is like it's Sunday mass, and energy starts swirling around him and begins moving outward and upward and sort of coalesces above him so that a version of his basically from his like torso up appears above you, and it's pretty gigantic. It is it just doesn't have the same level of detail that his like actual face would. It's like this energy construct that is just meant to like loosely resemble him. He says, attention, please slow your boat down and prepare to be boarded or be destroyed.
We see any alternatives?
Let me do the talking. It's possible I can get us out of this.
Okay.
The other ships move into formation around you, or two of them come around. Two of them turn, basically. They like the back of them swings out so that they are sideways to you, and they each have like three Gatling arrays there, and basically bring them to bear in your direction. And the main ship catches up and basically throws some big kind of grappling hook type things onto your ship, pulls back on them so that they hook onto the railing, and then begins to bring your ships together. It is significantly taller than your ship. And eventually, when they are within boarding distance, a group of maybe a dozen soldiers and a couple of like robe like priests that are just wearing robes, lower a gangplank kind of thing, and begin walking down towards the ship.
I'll step forward to greet them.
Up in front is this man. He's, you know, fairly good looking human. He's got kind of sandy blonde hair, looks to be maybe in his late 30s. You know, it's like, you know, those guys that like, they're like okay looking, and then they say something smug, and it sucks because they actually look better when they're being smug.
Ugh,
just the worst. That's this guy. When he sets foot on your ship, he kind of gets a little bit of a grin, and it's like the worst. Yep. So these guys board your ship. You know, they're not like thrusting their spears at you or anything, but they're clearly like at the ready. Once Little Sparkle steps up, the priest will step forward as well and says, greetings, rebels. I am Brother Lerna.
Rebels? That's, what makes you say that?
Well, as you can see, we are in charge, and those that do not subject to the people in charge are by definition rebels.
Luckily, that's what we're here to do. My name is Cara Yoon. I'm a mercenary enlisted with the Salamander's Coil, and I've heard that there's a profit to be made here.
That's funny. That's real funny. We know who you are, and we know what you've been doing. You are lucky that our Lord and Master wants this ship. Otherwise, we would have simply obliterated it. And if you know what's good for you, you'll come along quietly, because he hasn't decided what exactly he wants to do with his reclaimed property. And when he says reclaimed property, he looks at Sakaar.
How many people just stepped on board the ship?
about a dozen. Well, a dozen and two priests, so 14.
Mm.
And is your lord and master here in the armory?
At the rectory? No.
Or the rectory? Oh. Then where are you taking us?
Oh, we'll take you to the rectory for processing. After that, we will await orders. He motions for the other priest, who goes over and walks up to a respectful distance from Dalin at the helm, and makes a very polite motion for Dalin to move away from the helm, kind of like a gesture of like, you'd be more comfortable over here with his palm.
Look to Sparkle for direction.
She shakes her head. All right. We'll go around quietly for now.
I'm glad to hear it. It's a lot more paperwork if we had to do it otherwise. Does Dalin move away from the helm?
Yes.
Okay. The other priest takes the helm and spends a little bit of time trying to figure out what is going on with this ship. But, you know, he figures it out and the ship moves forward. The other priest produces, between all the soldiers and stuff, produces, how many of you guys are there? Five manacles. They are, just cuff, chain, cuff, but at the center of the chain, there's this kind of, what basically looks like an oversized jade coin with a little square through it.
Do I think that means that it's like would keep me from shapeshifting?
It's almost sort of like just rogue senses, which are obviously not a thing in this edition, but whatever. That thing is certainly enchanted.
I will turn into a rat and run and hide.
Okay. Well, this is now a skill challenge.
Oh boy.
Oh good.
Oh boy.
Sorry.
Skill challenge.
Not gonna let myself be taken alive by Asmodeus again.
Makes sense. What level are you guys? 26?
26. Yes. So I think the DC for that's like 12 or something.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yes, it's so jumped back down.
Yeah. It's one of those that's weird, we've gotten
so good that it's, now.
Honestly, it's the rough thing because since D&D secretly works by giving you bonuses and then the rest of the world works to eliminate them, obviously your rolls go up every even level, and guess what?
DCs sort of the difficulty. Go up as well?
Yep.
Well, that blows.
Oh man, so it's up to 13. Crap.
Yep.
Yep. It's a bummer.
Little Sparkle turns into a rat.
Pretty sure I'm also going first, so that kind of works out.
Seven elsewise.
25.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, better do it on a skills challenge. Yep. Oh, man, how embarrassing. I have Albrecht on here.
Oh, too soon, man.
Too soon. Let me get that.
Pick the worst day to give up drinking.
Okay. Dalin.
22.
Little Sparkle.
41.
Sakaar.
36.
And Randus.
27.
I'm going to say that the goal of this skill challenge is to basically have you guys get away from these guys. Like, individually as people, because you guys definitely sailed way too far into the bay to get the regent out.
Mm. Yes.
And also someone else is at the helm. So let's start with a little Sparkle.
All right. As previously discussed, I turn into a rat and hide.
Okay. Roll it.
That's a 42 stealth.
42 is a success. Little Sparkle successfully turns into a rat and hides. It's going to take us to Sakaar.
So let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Out of character, is Brother Lerna someone that we've seen before?
No.
Okay. Because I seem to remember an Azbatean priest with sandy hair who was a jerk some seasons ago.
They all
second.
Are.
Second question, related, roughly how sturdy would you say his neck and skull assembly are?
Humans? Well, human-ish?
Well, if he's an epic level cleric like he purports to be, presumably he could like just chew the bumper off a Buick.
Okay. Fortunately, Sakaar can throw a boat right over a hedge.
Yeah.
So, the question then becomes, would attempting to, I don't know, seriously injure and or perforate his organs in alphabetical order be an athletics check and or anything realistic within the realm of this skills challenge?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Because he just referred to me as property and I'm going to kill him.
Makes sense.
Would that be athletics?
Yeah.
Okay. Fortunately, I keep my feathers. Wait, no, that's sparkle. I keep my fangs numbered. There's one and there's two. So, Sakaar is going to turn into a giant flaming tree and attempt to rip this gentleman limb from limb. Holy crap! I sure am glad I had that reroll.
That is hot garbage.
I got a one.
Real embarrassing.
Sakaar is hot.
You want to spend an action point?
Yeah, spend an action point because then you get to reroll both of them.
Yeah. Yep, I'm going to spend an action point and I'm going to do that again. And this time I'm not going to trip over my own feet for 42 versus his face.
Okay.
42.
42 is a success.
Oh, God.
Sakaar manages to basically turn into a tree and grab him and pick him up, which, you know, gets a lot of soldiers immediately, you know, jumping at him and trying to poke him with some spears.
Yep.
So it's going to take us to Randus.
So is there a gangplank leading to his ship?
There's a gangplank leading to his ship, yeah.
Could I possibly make my way across that gangplank onto his ship and get to the helm where I can try to overload whatever their version of the solenoid is to catastrophic failure and causing even more mayhem and destruction?
Possibly next turn after you succeed in an athletics check this turn to run up there.
Let's see if I want to do that. I don't know if I want to do that. would be another good. Can I just try to blast my way through to get to the other ship?
Blast your way through with Arcana?
Yeah.
What are you going to use to overload it then?
Well, I'll think of something else when I get to the ship.
Works for me.
Out of there.
Yep.
I got a different idea. So, all right. 54.
Nice. Very high. That is a success. Randus probably, I don't know, like extends his hands and like a bunch of like little buggy robots fall out of them and then like shoot out, like basically Robotech into the soldiers that are directly in front of him, and he manages to run past them. Does that sound right?
Sure. Yeah. Like,
okay.
Basically,
can they make noises like Saturn V rockets? Pew, 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 pew.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Like a little sidewindery, yeah.
All right, Seven Hours Wise.
So these chains that are around us, so they're around our...
They haven't put them on you yet.
Oh, okay.
Sparkle freaked them out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I decided absolutely not.
So I'm going to take a running jump at one of the guys that has the chains, and as I jump and flip over him, because remember, I've been doing all this yoga and stretching to get better. So I can flip over this guy, grab a chain, wrap it around his neck as I'm flipping over. And as I don't want to go too far on this, but I would like to jump over the side and use his weight to swing back into the lower deck window.
Sure.
Let's try it.
Wow.
I'm not, this is acrobatics.
Sure, I'll allow it.
Errol Flynn.
I think I'm going to reroll that if a 29 doesn't hit it.
Don't you get to roll two dice for acrobatics?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Right.
Yeah, roll that again.
42.
There you 42 go.
42 is a success.
Yeah.
And I have no idea what the low end is, but...
No, but we've all hit 42, three in a row.
Yeah.
Well, except for Brian, who did 54.
Well, Brian had a plus 42.
He did have a plus 42, so there you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's also the answer to life, the universe, and everything. You're welcome.
Right. Yes. Seven Owls Wise is now, basically kicks one of those, like, porthole windows through and is now in the lower decks of the Regent.
I'm in the armory.
We'll say you're across from the armory.
Okay.
I'm gonna say the armory doesn't have it doesn't lead to a window.
All right.
But you're close enough to do a thing. Yeah. Dalin.
I'ma stab the guy who's got the helm and try and teleport us away. So
using Arcana? Sure.
All right. 43.
Wow.
Gotta one up us, don't you, Rob?
I try.
43 is a success. Where are you going?
If at all possible, I'd like to just dump him into the Astral Sea by positioning it so I'm on the edge of the ship and he's over it.
Dalin stabs the guy and they both disappear, and then he reappears and the other guy has a Wile E. Coyote moment before he falls into the Astral Sea. And
a little sign that says, oh no.
Yep. All right. That's going to take us to the top of the round.
I would like to use the depressing amount of practice I have scurrying between astral ships as a rat to scurry between astral ships as a rat and get off our ship and onto their boat.
Okay. What would you like to use for this?
I was thinking acrobatics, if that works.
Mm-hmm. I'll allow it.
Jump in and dodge in with my little rat butt.
Okay.
Oh, that's a nat one. All right.
Ooh, no.
So I will reroll with always a natural.
Okay.
That'd be a good plan.
Into a 42.
It's kind of comforting after a while.
It's very comforting. All right, guys. Don't stop.
All right. Yep. Little Sparkle scurries away. Everybody loses track of her. It's going to take us to Sakaar.
So when you say that we need to get away from these guys, how away is away, do you think, with an away?
We'll see.
I hate you. Okay. Well, I don't hate you. I mean, I just,
really, really, really don't like you.
I hate the way that you embody capricious fate. All right. So it's time for some intimidation.
Okay.
I am going to be as big and scary and flamey and horrifying and blood spitting as inhumanly possible. I am going to, What I'd like to do, allow me to posit what I'd like to do.
Sure.
I would like to snap Brother Lerna's neck like a twig and scream at the top of my lungs, all of you will die! Or, something of that nature, in the hopes that, even though they are Asmodeans, now I've got taco stuck in my head, that this will have some sort of effect, because again, I am a giant flaming blood tree of death.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see if that does anything. Nerf. 35.
35 is not going to make it.
I thought that them being Asmodeans would kind of... did I get to at least snap his neck like a twig?
Oh, certainly not.
Ah, dagnabbit.
You got any rerolls on that?
That was intimidate. I don't have a reroll on intimidate. I reroll on perception.
Well,
can I perceive that they're intimidated?
You can perceive that they're not.
They're not intimidating.
That's hurtful.
Yeah.
Hurtful and sad. So I'm going to scream impotently. And,
I'll tell you what actually happens. You, Sakaar has Brother Lerna basically by the neck and is like flinging him around as the soldiers are like trying to poke at him, stab him through or run him through with their spears. Sakaar goes to bellow at them what probably would have been a very intimidating bellow before Lerna manages to get enough of his throat out and says, "By the power of Asmodeus," and turns Sakaar.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, that's mean.
So there's a bolt of bright light, and Sakaar basically falls to the ground by the holy power of Asmodeus, because he's undead and whatnot.
Ouch.
That's a fail.
This game blows.
It's just going to take us to Randus.
Okay, I'm thinking now that I'm on this capital ship here, is there perhaps some signal system that I could know of through various accumulated knowledges of their tactics and capabilities that I could fire off to basically tell the other ships that there's like some sort of bomb or other big calamitous thing about to blow and to withdraw immediately?
Yes, do it. What are you hoping to what are you hoping to use here?
Religion or knowledge or not? It's history. One of those, depending on.
I mean, he did take that one class
at the academy.
At the academy, the elite training academy.
He just literally spent 1,000 years.
Well, yeah, the problem is if I allow Randus to spend 1,000 years doing things to always allow history to work, we're gonna get really stuck.
Yeah.
I would allow that either with bluff to trick'ems or with thievery to work the machinery.
Perhaps thievery, but would I then be able to utilize my, what is that power? I have a utility, arcane mutterings. When I would make a bluff, diplomacy, or intimidate check, I may make an arcana check in place of that.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, use that for the bluff check.
You it's could like, if you, you know, hadn't used arcana already.
If I hadn't used arcana, fair enough. Okay.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Could you make an endurance? Like, do you still have that thing where you can auto succeed on endurance checks?
I do not have that belt anymore.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, just stick your hand in there and, like, count on your gear to get you through.
What's your next highest score?
Is it the 26 heal, 24 nature perception? I think those are the predominant ones. Dungeoneering's 30. I think I missed that. That's not really applicable to a novel.
But you can maybe use like perception to try to find like the rest of everyone, like a clear path to get off the boat or something.
Or
be interesting.
Spot a sparkle and to try to reconvene.
Sure.
Does that sound like a thing?
Sure.
All right. I will try perception then. Let's roll a 37.
37 is not a success.
Oh, darn.
Reroll it, dude.
I'll give it a go. I will use an action point to reroll.
Okay.
That's a long. Oh, there you go. Two better, 39.
39 is a success.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Man, I was totally going to poo-poo the reroll as, like, if it's not succeeding on a 13, it's very unlikely to succeed, period, but good work.
Ooh. That was close. Okay.
Yes. From the higher vantage point, Randus can see where everyone is, except for Seven Isles Wise, but he knows roughly where he's supposed to be because he's below decks.
He sees that chain dangling off that one man's neck.
Mm. Yeah, he sees the guy that Seven Isles Wise used to, you know, it's like, follow the guy down to the chain, in through the window. You can tell where he went.
Yes.
Broken wind.
All right. Speaking of which, that's going to take us to Seven Isles Wise.
Okay,
for
listen.
For potentially the win.
Listen, I'm going to sneak around below deck.
Okay.
And see if I can find Drumstick, who might be able to help us all get out of here.
Okay. Yep, definitely. Roll me a stealth check.
I'm going to roll it again.
So 31?
31 doesn't hit.
You're going to spend a...
Ah! I did spend an action point. Can I spend that second action point?
No, you can only use one
action. Encounter.
I know. Darn it. Failure. Dang it.
Crap cakes.
7 Owls Wise crashes in through the window, rolls through, runs over to the armory to basically, you know, this hallway is very narrow, to essentially have two spears kind of crisscross in front of him and kind of pin him to the wall. Like, they don't actually manage to cut into him, but between the two spears, like, up, like, basically the two soldiers kind of like create this X in front of him, and then like just pin him against the wall, it's preventing him from rolling through.
Comes out of the hallway and they're just standing there. He's just like, looks up at him. It's just like, ah, crap.
Yeah. Ooh, that's going to take us to Dalin for all the marbles.
Sorry,
100%
Rob.
100% marbles.
Come on, you can do it, Rob.
We have faith in you.
You have that 3 rerolls a day.
We have faith in your dice.
I knew what I wanted to do, but I don't trust that my skill for that is high enough to make sure that we do this.
Yeah.
So my nature's only a 22, and that's what we've been using to...
Steer
the ship. Oh.
Oh, yeah, because if you have to hit a 39 on a 22, you'd have to hit, like, an 18.
17.
But just hit an 18 for good measure.
Yeah. Or, you know, just do a 20 so we can all yell and cheer that a critical hit.
Don't you have, like, 5 rerolls? Just keep going.
I have one. I actually do have a bucket of rerolls, don't I? We have actually had a rest, so.
Yeah. You still got your action point, right?
I have my action point, and I have 3 rerolls, so I've got 4 rerolls.
I just brute force this one. Pick your lowest.
I mean, if it had to come down to anybody, it's got to come down to you, Rob, because you do have all those rerolls. So
I'm gonna listen to Sam on this one. does anybody have any ideas for bluff or history?
I mean, what I suggested earlier.
You took a couple of episodes ago. You just said that you took the yachting course. At the boating course at the academy.
I was going to say something about naval history at the Cerulean Academy.
Like, create a like arcane distraction, like put up an illusion or something like that.
Ooh, yeah. Make it look like the ship suddenly escaped.
Or that it caught fire or blew up or big
time. Or that
time
like
bomb.
You're not where you are or something like that.
Yeah, I'd like to actually go with the Stevens, the whole I'm going to make it look like the ship blew up. So we can get... Oh, crap. Randus isn't on the ship.
Yeah, neither is Little Sparkle.
Nor is Sparkle.
And you can't get the ship away. There's, like, literally a bunch of soldiers on top of the ship.
Oh, okay.
This is for you to get away.
Oh, right.
You look like you burst into flame.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to leave a Shadow Dolan behind. And like, just make it look like he's still there so he can get captured while I escape.
Sounds good. I think we've been using Bluff for Shadow Dalin this whole time anyway, so.
Mm-hmm. It's been a toss-up between Bluff and Arcana, depending on which one I hadn't used most recently.
Sure.
That's a 37? Does not get there. Well, action point.
Okay.
There you go.
Hey, yeah! 42!
42 is our magic number!
Apparently.
All right.
Yes, it is.
I mean, for me, literally.
That is just odd. And I know, here come all the comments. Say, this is why I don't trust roll 20. Those rolls are weighted too heavy for the other side.
This is the thing, though. We all have different skills with different modifiers. So I mean,
it's not going to stop them. Seeing how I've already just word for word said the email that you're about to send me, you don't have to send the email.
Exactly.
Podcast at majorspoilers.com.
And more importantly, the chance of any number coming up on a 20-sided die is 1 in 20, the end.
True.
Unless you're on that roll 20, which is a weighted system. I don't trust it.
Yes. So from his vantage point, Randus is able to spot Little Sparkle just kind of doing a little rat sprint up, basically up to where he is, basically scurrying between ships. He also is able to spot a bunch of soldiers just tackling Dalin to the ground. Oh, no. Oh, wait. That's not really Dalin. Dalin has teleported himself over to a little escape dinghy that the Asmodean ship has. And so you guys are able to, the three of you guys are able to board that ship and get away.
Notice that he said the three of you.
Right. Two of us
are in trouble. And I think that's where we're going to have to end it this time.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, my.
Well, look at it this way.
I hate this weighted roll 20, always rolling high for everybody but me. It's a conspiracy, I tell you. It's all of them. What is this? What is it using, Rob? It's using some quantum number.
Random number generator.
It's atomic. Brian? You remember
Atomic Blonde?
Atomic Brian.
Yes, Atomic.
This explains why Randus was gone for so many episodes.
Well, there's the reason I got a containment suit.
yeah, some atomic decay rate thing for like random number generator.
I'm not sure what term they use, but yeah, they use the random suit that they utilize is based on the decay of an atomic isotope. So
look
it's
at the brains
F-bomb
on Brian.
Computer, you guys, it's just an F-bomb computer.
All right, everybody,
all
that is where we're going to wrap it up this week. The party is split. There is a certain person who's under control. There's a certain person who's probably under lock and key by now. Oh, man, this doesn't look good for the next episode, which, I don't know, hopefully will come out next week. I don't know. I mean, patreon.com/majorspoilers is where you could listen to next week's episode ahead of everyone else.
It's a nice or little maybe you got here. It's a shame if something was to happen. To
maybe we are already out of funds and we can't continue this show anymore. Sad. Yeah. Unless all of you head over to patreon.com/majorspoilers. Sign for the $5 a month. That's the best thing, right, Matthew? $5 a month? Right.
You get all the cool stuff. You get like, and you get a custom podcast just for you as a Patreon at $5 a month. You get all the extra stuff. You get to hear Steven and I yell at each other for hours on end. It's beautiful.
You get access to pre-shows. You get, depending on your pledge level, you can get t-shirts. You can get original art. You can get, you can be part of our VIP live chat. You get access to the GM roundtable. So much more when you become a patron at patreon.com/criticalhit. Most importantly, Rodrigo, they get to listen to next week's episode now.
patreon.com/majorspoilers.
All right. Here's hoping everyone's dice rolls are critical hits, because Matthews and I certainly weren't.
Oof.
This podcast is copyright 2020 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.